This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and once again we would like to take a moment to express our gratitude to each of you, and as well to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now before we begin, once again, we would suggest that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what relaxers refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self. And as always, of course, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that meditative state, many times is much more pertinent to what it is that you are searching for than is this information that we attempt to access through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved and to participate in that altered state of consciousness, in that silent communication. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, rather interesting that we are involved with a group of entities this afternoon that are quite familiar with our basic message of who and what you truly are. What you may find difficult to grasp is that indeed each of you have been involved in multiple interactions and relationships in other incarnational periods, if you wish. We will utilize once again your belief in time and space in order for it to be a message that's comprehensible, if you wish, to your consciousness, to understand in a manner that's based upon your belief in time and space. In other words, that these interactions that you have and continue to have occurred in your so-called past, which is simply an illusion that doesn't exist. However, each of you have been involved in interactions before. We have suggested in the past that it's very unlikely that you would interact with someone in your awakened consciousness state that you had not interacted with before in another incarnational period, similarly in an awakened consciousness state. It's impossible for you to interact with someone in your awakened consciousness state that you have not interacted with at some other level of your consciousness. You are one. You put in place the beliefs and belief systems. You put in place all of the arrangements for the interactions to occur in your awakened consciousness state. And you simply, in that awakened consciousness state, hide from the understanding, hide from the procedure, if you wish, the methods that you utilize in your subconsciousness to put in place those beliefs and belief systems, to validate your desires, to correct the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. So in that altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, in your deep dream state, and indeed even in your meditation state, you put in place certain circumstances, if you wish, for you to experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so at that level of your consciousness, you are absolutely interacting with other entities. that you experience interactions with in your awakened consciousness state. In your awakened consciousness state, however, there is that possibility that you may interact with someone that you have not interacted with in another incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. It would be quite rare for that to occur, but it's not impossible. It is impossible for you to not have interacted with that individual in your so-called altered states of consciousness. And so here, each of you have been involved with interactions, relationships, in other incarnational periods. Each of you have existed in this vibrational level. And once again, we utilize your belief in time and space from the beginnings of this incarnational period, from the beginnings of this vibrational level, of this creation process that you're involved in. We've referred to the beginning as the Lemurian period. And each of you, once again, have been involved in that particular era, if you wish, in that particular time period. And it doesn't really have the same effect as what you experience in this incarnational period, because in that Lemurian period you're quite aware of the creation process. You, for lack of better terminology, had that capacity to come and leave this incarnational period at will. You understood that you created the reality. You understood your interactions with other individuals. You understood absolutely that you were connected, that you are one, even though you are an individual. And so the Lemurian period does not apply to what you experience in other incarnational periods, in particularly in this incarnational period, where I have gone to great extent to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, to hide, if you wish, from the other multidimensional personality that you are. Then you entered into, once again, to utilize your belief in time and space, the Atlantean periods, three Atlantean periods. And you began to strengthen that veil, if you wish, to increase the intensity of that electromagnetic type of energy that exists throughout your vibrational level, to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Each of you interacted as well in those incarnational periods, particularly in the first Atlantean period, where many individuals retained, if you wish, that understanding of the utilization of the methods to create the reality. They understood that it was an illusion, that it was a correction, a validation of their beliefs and belief systems. Others put in place a much stronger veil, if you wish, and began to attempt to experience a reality that allowed them that intense range of emotions and feelings that's difficult to experience when you understand that it's an illusion. And so you strengthened it. And each of you had interactions as well in those periods. It's rather difficult to grasp the concept that in that period, in that Atlantean period, what you, in this particular incarnational period, would refer to as advanced technological devices were not present in that particular era, if you wish, in those Atlantean periods. Not present because it was not necessary. You see, what you refer to as telepathic exchange of information, the ability to tap into information that was necessary, was quite available to you in those Atlantean periods, and particularly in the first Atlantean period, less or so perhaps as you entered through the second and third Atlantean periods. And so the utilization to have access to information that is so prevalent and so dominant in your so-called present incarnational period was not necessary in that incarnational period, in that Atlantean period, and once again, particularly in the primary Atlantean period, and to varying degrees, to a lesser extent through the other Atlantean periods. What you may find difficult to accept and to believe, however, that other aspects of your technology were much more advanced than what you experience in your current incarnation of Puget. You understood, particularly in the first Atlantean period, to a certain extent, many individuals once again tapped into that understanding, that creative process that they accepted and understood in the Lemurian period and brought in, perhaps to a limited extent, but nonetheless that understanding in the Atlantean periods. And so, what you in this particular incarnational period would view as being very difficult, such as teleportation, for example, was quite acceptable in your first Atlantean period. And through other various levels of your so-called evolution into the second and third Atlantean periods, in your third Atlantean period, you developed technology that you are attempting to duplicate in your so-called current incarnational period and in your future incarnational periods. The possibility for what you refer to as travel into your so-called outer space. Not just simply travel, but the ability to teleport. The ability to experience teleportation to other areas of your Earth system. That particular type of beliefs and belief systems are currently being held by many individuals in your so-called present incarnational period. And you have the ability, absolutely, to correct that type of reality. The only limitation to your correction process is your imagination. We suggested in the past that if you look at any of the technological advancements that you are experiencing in this incarnational period, yes, and every one of them began as someone's imagination. What if? And from there it progressed through desire, through the imagination, and through the expectation to create that reality. The imagination is your limitation. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And so this teleportation aspect is not beyond your capacity, absolutely not. It's an illusion. That's the difficult part for you to grasp, that it's an illusion. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so you can correct that. And so in your so-called past, in your other incarnational periods, you absolutely created that and experienced it, particularly once again in the Atlantean periods. And yes, if you interacted in those periods in various relationships, it was difficult to explain because you're trying to give an explanation based upon your belief in time and space, and it's an illusion. That so-called Lemurian period, the Atlantean periods, and all of the other incarnational periods are occurring in the now. And as a result of that multidimensional personality that you are, that other aspects of your personality affect not only those incarnational periods, but the one that you're currently involved in as well. And that becomes difficult to grasp, and once again, difficult to give an explanation for. And so in that Atlantean periods, once again, you were much more advanced, if you wish to utilize that terminology, than what you are in this incarnational period in terms of your technological understanding and experiences. You had in those particular instances, in those time periods, particularly as you were in the third Atlantean period, and you were beginning to strengthen the veil and to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, that you created that reality from a level of consciousness that you are currently not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. You created that reality from a level of consciousness that you were trying to hide from, that you were cutting off. And yet the technological advancements, instead of progressing, began to diminish from your Lemurian periods through the various Atlantean periods. And so in the third Atlantean period, you were already beginning to limit that understanding that your consciousness exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. And the teleportation was simply a matter of understanding that your consciousness is already there and becoming aware of your consciousness in that particular area. And so that particular part of your technological advancement began to be lost. You begin to lock away from it, to hide from it if you wish, to put it in your subconsciousness to make it seem like it's not possible. You did, however, have other technological advancements that were beyond what you utilize and what you experience in your current incarnational period. Types of apparatus, if you wish, that you utilized for transportation, that allowed you, through one particular piece of apparatus or equipment or whatever terminology you would like to utilize, to travel through all the various elements in your vibrational level. Something that you could, to utilize your terms, travel through space, travel through your atmosphere and your earth systems, through all types of limitations that you're experiencing in this particular incarnational period. You had that in your so-called third Atlantean periods. It's not impossible for you to recreate that particular aspect. You understood that it's an illusion. You understood many times, particularly once again in that primary Atlantean period, that the creation process was simply a validation of what it was that you desired and imagined. And as you continued, you begin to lock off, if you wish, to block that understanding. It's rather ironic that even after the Atlantean periods, some individuals continued to enter into, if you wish, an incarnational period and bring with them understanding of the creation process. Not only through the pre-Atlantean periods, but through various incarnational periods through your so-called history, there have been individuals who had that capacity to understand the creation process, to understand that it's an illusion. It becomes difficult to grasp and to explain because, you see, you believe that your past is set in stone. You believe that that's occurred and it can't be altered. And the irony of it is that you exist in all of those incarnational periods in the now. And not only can, but do alter those so-called past, your history, as readily as you alter your present and your future. That becomes difficult to grasp, the complexity of your altering as well, your understanding of the past, to the point where it becomes real, even though it's an illusion when you alter it. When you make the altercation, it's like it's a permanent altercation of your past. You believe you can alter your future, but not your past. And it's rather ironic because it's an illusion. You not only can, but you do alter it regularly. What becomes more difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that you choose to interact with the individuals that you're involved in various relationships, not only in this incarnational period, but in all the other incarnational periods that you're experiencing. And you believe that somehow, once again, that in your past, those particular incarnational periods are influencing the next incarnational period that is influencing the next incarnational period. So you have these so-called past lives, these past incarnations, and you reincarnate. What becomes difficult for you to grasp is that you exist in all of those incarnational periods in the now. And this incarnational period affects the last, the past, if you wish, the others, as readily as the others affect this incarnational period. And so you make the choices. In your altered state of consciousness, you put in place the beliefs and belief systems. You make the choices to have various experiences in your awakened consciousness state, so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those experiences. And that becomes difficult to grasp, particularly when it's what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative experience. However, in your between incarnational state, at that level of consciousness, which is simply one step beyond a dream state, you choose the experiences and the potential experiences for you to have in an incarnational period. You choose to be involved with other entities, the various types of relationships, the various possibilities and potentials for you to experience throughout an incarnational period. You put in place the belief systems that make that possible. You choose the particular siblings, if you wish, that you will be involved with. You choose, and they agree. They choose as well. You see, it's not that you're forced upon or forcing anything upon someone else. You each choose and agree to participate, to be involved in that particular activity. And many times, once again, that activity, that interaction, that relationship is influenced by other incarnational periods that you're involved in. Once again, as readily, although it may be difficult for you to accept or understand, as readily as this incarnational period is influencing the others as well. You exist in the now. It doesn't really. There is not this time and space. There is no passage of time. It's now. Consequently, the explanation becomes very difficult. What do you believe? You see, whether you believe you correct your reality or not is completely immaterial. You do correct your reality. While there are many things that we simply express to you, because it's what you desire to hear, the fact that you correct your reality cannot be altered. That's not our decision to tell you. It's not our reality, for example, that we're attempting to have you accept. It's how our experiences are created, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality. The interactions that you have with other entities are your choice. You agree to participate, even though many times the expressions of emotions and feelings that are experienced are quite different for individuals experiencing seemingly the same reality, the same scenario that's being carried out. Some individuals experience a very joyful type of reaction to a particular scenario where another individual may not see any type of joy at all, but rather exactly the opposite. Some very difficult feelings for them and emotions for them to deal with. What do you believe? And so, you create that reality to experience the emotions and feelings. And they're not necessarily the same emotions and feelings for every individual that's involved in the creation process, but you still agree. You agree at some level of your consciousness to participate, to be involved in. There are no coincidences. You will not meet someone in your so-called awakened consciousness state that you have not met, interacted with, agreed to participate with in your altered state of consciousness. It's really that simple. You are one. As difficult as that is to grasp, you are one. Now, creating that reality in your awakened consciousness state in this particular incarnational period is much more difficult for you to accept and grasp than it was once again in your so-called Atlantean periods and in your so-called Lemurian periods. And for many, retaining some of that awareness of the illusion of this reality was even carried over into what we refer to as the pre-Egyptian periods, very extended periods of time, if you wish, in your belief in time and space, in your belief in your so-called history. The ability to understand that it was an illusion, and as a result of understanding that it was an illusion, to manipulate the reality in ways that you in your so-called current incarnational period would view as being not only very difficult, but actually almost impossible. It's an illusion. That's the difficult part for you to grasp. It's an illusion. It's not real in your awakened consciousness state. No matter how much effort you put in and the amount of energy that you expend to make it feel real, it's still not real. It's an illusion. The most real reality that you will experience is in your altered state of consciousness, not in your awakened consciousness state. And so it becomes difficult for you to grasp that concept. It becomes difficult many times for an individual to understand the creation process. How do you alter your beliefs? How do you alter this reality? How can you understand and grasp the type of reality creation process that you utilized in your so-called past, in the Atlantean periods, in the Lemurian periods? How can you understand and bring that into this particular incarnational period? You see, once again, the irony of it is that whether you understand it or not, in your awakened consciousness state, at some level of your consciousness, you not only understand it, you utilize the creation process to create this reality. You create this reality. In those other incarnational periods, you had the capacity to understand at various levels of consciousness, and many times in your awakened consciousness state, the methods and the techniques to utilize to alter the reality consciously. And you have in this so-called new age, new energy in your current incarnational period achieved to a certain extent that same capacity, that same ability to consciously influence your reality. And you're experiencing it quite dramatically, if you wish, in your day-to-day activities. How the beliefs and belief systems that you are holding, how the conscious thoughts that you are continuously holding in your awakened consciousness state are influencing your reality. You create your reality. Understanding the beliefs you hold is the key to understanding how to alter that reality. If you alter your beliefs, you alter the reality. Absolutely. And it's within each of you to have the capacity to do so. We have suggested many times that the key to understanding, the key to the knowledge that you seek lies within inside each of you. Go within inside. The key to understanding the creation process in your awakened consciousness stage is to like who you are, to love yourself consciously, to believe that you love yourself consciously, to own the beliefs, and not to simply think that it would be nice if I could hold that belief, nice if I could love myself consciously, like who you are. And when we hesitate to give any type of instruction, we would suggest that if you were to list a set of your principles, what's important to you, not important to someone else, what's important to you, your list of principles, and you apply the principles, and you create the realities to give you the opportunity to apply the principles, and when you apply the principles, you begin to strengthen your character, you begin to feel more in control of who you are. You begin to like yourself. And when you begin to like yourself, then you can begin to develop the capacity to love yourself consciously. Be aware that love is a state of being and a state of doing. It's easy to suggest that you love yourself consciously, but you give to yourself various types of experiences that allow you to experience security, joy, that allow you to experience that you are in some type of a committed relationship with yourself, with that higher self that you are, with that spark of consciousness that you are. Love yourself consciously. Give to yourself so that you can create and experience that reality. Learn to trust. Understand what trust is, that it once again allows you to experience those feelings of belonging, those feelings of joy, those feelings of being involved in a committed relationship. Like who you are, learn to love yourself. Do the things that allow you to experience self-love. And then you begin to have the expectation that it's possible for you to create your reality. You can begin to get glimpses into what your beliefs and belief systems are. It begins to influence your thoughts and feelings that influence your choices and decisions, and consequently influences your attitudes, and your whole world begins to change. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You get what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Have the expectation. And the expectation comes when you like who you are. When you learn to love yourself. And then when you learn to love yourself, you can express that love for others. Understand that when you're involved in an interaction with other individuals, not only within your so-called close group of relationships, but all individuals that you interact with, you choose to be involved. Each individual agrees to participate, to create that reality. You have the choice of what that reality will be. You have the choice, absolutely and entirely. There is not one instant occurring in your awakened consciousness state that you have not put in place the desire to experience in your altered state of consciousness and agreed to participate in. There is no such thing as some type of reality that you did not choose to be involved in. There are no coincidences. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you go to great lengths to make it appear that you're not in control, because it intensifies your capacity to experience emotions and feelings. Perhaps the question one needs to ask is, what types of emotions and feelings do you desire to experience? And consequently, what choices and decisions will you make? What thoughts and feelings do you hold? What beliefs do you hold? What do you desire? What do you believe you will experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Each of you have been involved and are involved in a multitude of relationships and other incarnational periods. It's no coincidence that each of you are very closely associated with each other. Absolutely no coincidence at all. You choose. You put in place the possibilities and probabilities to experience these realities, these interactions with each other. There's an attraction there that you have in your so-called altered state of consciousness. It's your choice as to how that interaction occurs, as to how the experiences occur. What do you believe? Once again, what do you desire? What are your thoughts and feelings, which influence your choices and decisions, which ultimately influence your beliefs and belief systems and attitudes that ultimately and absolutely result in the reality that you experience? Your choice. It's your reality. It's your creation. It makes no difference how many times we attempt to explain it through different matters. It comes down to the same simple statements. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're in this particular vibrational level by choice. Each and every interaction that you have in this vibrational level is by choice. There are no coincidences. It's your choice to be involved. What do you believe? If you don't like your reality, change your belief systems. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously, so that you begin to have the expectation that it's possible for you to achieve that which you desire. It really is that simple. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, once again, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intention. We would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.